In trying to reform healthcare, it's important to reach out to all the players involved. David Norton with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, Pharma, says physicians, hospitals, insurers, and drug companies can all be part of the solution. Pharma recently revised its code of conduct, prohibiting the long-standing practice of showering healthcare professionals with expensive gifts and incentives. Consumer advertising is changing, too.
So I think that the industry has listened and has responded appropriately.
Although the cost of medications gets a lot of attention, Norton says drugs are just a fraction of the overall healthcare price tag.
Drugs are expensive, but I think you've got to put it in context. The total cost of pharmaceuticals of the healthcare dollar is 10 cents. So even if the drugs were reduced by half, you wouldn't address the overall healthcare cost debate.
The cost of research for new drugs is in the billions, and Norton says it takes 10 to 15 years to bring a product to market.
So if we want to continue to discover, develop, and bring new therapies to the market, we're going to have to continue to invest and reward it appropriately.
Norton says everyone agrees that prevention and wellness is the right direction for healthcare reform. He says 75% of all healthcare costs are driven by chronic conditions. Preventing chronic conditions will drive down healthcare costs. Norton was in Madison this week, appearing at a healthcare summit, along with former U.S. Health Secretary Tommy Thompson. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.